Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So I love that story about how assaults went up in New York City this year because strangulation is now defined as a felony. What was it before? Like a parking ticket? Oh, you just strangled the guy. It's okay. Pay a fine and go home. Anyway, hello, everybody. It is a special year-end edition of The Brian Lehrer Show. You are the only guests today. We don't need no pals or pundits. We've got some great call-ins lined up from an Occupy Your Street experiment to a round of advice roulette, and we have you. So let's start with a few minutes on something from the news of the day that's new this morning. There's a new Pew poll out that finds the word progressive polls much more positively with the American people than the word liberal. About half of those polled said they react positively to the word liberal, about half, while around two-thirds, or 67%, reacted positively to progressive. So let's take just our first few minutes for anyone who considers yourself liberal or progressive to try and define the difference. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Or do you think you're somebody who, if polled, would actually respond differently to those two words, whether or not you consider yourself one of them? You know what conservatives will say. They'll say there is no actual difference, that the word liberal has simply fallen into such disrepute because of failed liberal policies that it's just a case of rebranding for marketing purposes. So the challenge is for you liberals and progressives to identify a real difference, if you can, between liberal and progressive. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And of course, our comments pages will be open on our website all this morning on our You Are the Guests program. So you can post your answer to this question at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Is it just rebranding by activists and the Democratic Party? It seems to be working. If it is, if two-thirds of the country has a positive reaction to the word progressive while just 50% react positively to liberal, but is that all it is? 212-433-9692. And as your calls are coming in, I looked up both words on the American Heritage Dictionary site this morning, and they are kind of different. Progressive is defined as moving forward, advancing, promoting or favoring progress toward better conditions or new policies, ideas, or methods. And that's more of a positive framing than of the word liberal. The definition of the word liberal is really, the word is really defined by what it's not. The American Heritage Dictionary says liberal, not limited to or by established traditional orthodox or authoritarian attitudes, views, or dogmas, free from bigotry, favoring proposals for reform, open to new ideas for progress, and tolerant of the ideas and behaviors of others, broad-minded. So even the dictionary definition of liberal is more tortured than for progressive, defining it mostly in the negative, whereas for progressive, it's simply promoting or favoring progress toward better conditions or new policies. Maybe the association of tolerance with liberalism is what hurts it, or broad-minded. You wouldn't think that's a bad thing, but maybe that hurts the image of liberalism, not limited to or by tradition. People like tradition, so maybe somehow liberal gets a worse reputation than progressive for those reasons. I'm not exactly sure. But interesting that the dictionary definition even had some differences. President Obama tried in his big Kansas speech the other week to identify with the past president most identified with the capital P progressive era, Theodore Roosevelt.
Roosevelt was called a radical. He was called a socialist. Even a communist. But today we are a richer nation and a stronger democracy because of what he fought for in his last campaign. An 8-hour workday and a minimum wage for women. insurance for the unemployed and for the elderly and those with disabilities, political reform, and a progressive income tax.
So there's the word progressive in reference to the income tax. Roosevelt lost that last campaign, by the way, running as a third-party candidate under the Progressive Party banner. But the president there even kind of reclaiming the words socialist and radical and progressive in the context, of course, of a Republican president. But he never uttered the L word. So how about for you liberals, progressives, or anyone who genuinely feels differently about the two words? What's the difference for you? Lori in Tenafly, you're on WNYC. Lori, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. What do you think here?
The difference for me, and I kind of cringe at the thought of saying this, but I'll say it anyway, because I think of the first day I went down to Occupy Wall Street. That was actually day one, and I wanted to see what it was all about and what was going to be happening. And there was a lot of sort of, you know, purple hair, drum beating, hippie dancing type of people. And I do think that they have their place, but also they are the kind of the root of what gives liberal kind of a bad association. Because they may be associated with the same types of ideas that somebody who calls themselves a progressive is, but they, you know, a person who's a progressive might consider themselves more mainstream and not sort of out on the fringe.
Okay. I'm gonna leave it there and get some other folks on. Lori, thank you very much. That's Lori's take. Liberal, a person who's progressive might consider themselves more part of the mainstream and less on the fringe. I have a feeling not everybody who considers yourself liberal would agree with that distinction. But there it was from Lori, who was down there at Occupy's first day and was a little bit turned off, or thought other people would be turned off by some of the images that she saw that I guess she associates with liberal. Jessica in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. To you as well.
Liberal versus progressive. What's the difference?
Well, I think liberal has been kind of, sullied because it's become a catch-all for anything that is considered, as the previous caller said, maybe outside the mainstream. Whereas for me, I identify more with the word progressive because for me, I think it's a more active kind of definition. You know, I think progressivism is forward moving more so for the common good than maybe self-identifying or being identified within a liberal, milieu, because that can mean anything. It can mean, to me, I like the word because it means open-mindedness to me, and I think that's really important to possess as a human. But as a progressive, to me, it means donating money. It means getting out in the streets. It means writing letters. It means calling my congresspeople. That, to me, is what progressivism
Jessica,
is.
Jessica, thank you very much. And I'm going to go to Ed in Brooklyn next because I think, Ed, you want to expand on that same idea that progressive is more active, liberal is more passive?
Absolutely, Brian. And thanks. Happy New Year. Thanks for another great year of programming.
Thanks so much. You too.
Just wanted to talk about, I think it has a lot to do with the context of what's going on in the society at a given time. I think that there is a fundamental passivity in liberal. It's almost as though liberalism is sort of, if you have a situation where there are sort of, more, well, it's so hard, you're using the words, but more left-leaning sort of policies to protect. You could be identifying yourself as a liberal, whereas progressive would be more, if you feel as though there really do need to be fundamental changes made in society, you would identify as a progressive. I think liberalism is really fundamentally passive. The whole idea of tolerance always rankled me. I don't want to tolerate other people. I want to understand them. I want to grow with them and get closer to them. I don't want to tolerate them. It just seems so passive.
Ed, thank you very much. Greg in New Brunswick, you're on WNYC. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Brian. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Yes. When I hear the liberal and progressive side by side, to me, I would disagree with the previous callers a little bit. Liberal, to me, suggests a sort of existing, vaguely defined dogma that is sort of committed to certain policies and goals. But, I self-identify as a progressive, and my point in doing that rather than as a liberal is to reflect a willingness to be self-reflective and to adjust my own thinking and beliefs in the interest of working towards a better goal for all.
So progressive is not only more active, but more willing to be outside the mainstream existing intellectual order, I think you're saying.
I think exactly, yes. Not so much afraid of being in or out of the mainstream, but more working towards that, you know, ideal goal.
Thank you very much. And I think Lauren in West Orange maybe has a similar thought. Lauren?
Yes, hi. I'll just make a quick comment, and then I'll leave it for you to discuss. You touched on it. I kind of view liberalism more as a noun and progressiveness more as a verb.
Mm-hmm.
When you speak about actions.
Thank you very much. Nancy in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I've always defined myself as a liberal because I've espoused certain causes, but as life gets more complex and the Occupy Wall Street movement has made this very clear, it is time for liberals to shed some of our idealism and become active with people who aren't necessarily self-defined liberals, with whom we share certain views in relation not to not just to goals, but to practical solutions to real problems like education and so on. So I have now switched from being a liberal to being a progressive.
And you hope that you can attract people into a new kind of coalition.
Definitely.
Thank you very much. All right. And there we leave it. A quick call in to start our all-caller program today, our last live show for the end of 2011. And by the way, that's pretty impressive if 67% of Americans in that Pew poll think positively about the word progressive going into the 2012 election year. Some good news for the Democrats, I would guess. 62%, a slightly smaller number, were positive about the word conservative. So it's competitive if Democrats can successfully brand themselves as progressive rather than liberal.